The next patient is George Stivender. The last name is S-T-I-V like in Victor, E-N-D like in Delta, E-R. George, clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that has a history of coronary artery disease. The patient has a history of tachycardia and chest discomfort that was present in December the 8th, 2022. When evaluated in emergency room, they cardioverted him, and he was transferred to Sebring Hospital. A cardiac catheterization was done by Dr. Jones. Who decided to send him to Orlando. On December the 12th, 2022, Dr. Suarez did a double bypass on him. A MACE atrium to prevent formation of clots. Period. On December the 16th, 2022, Dr. Suarez, S-U-A-R-E-Z, replaced the old defibrillator and replaced the broken wire. Period. Throughout this the serum creatinine remained stable with a BUN of 17, serum creatinine 1.5. Today, the patient is seen on telehealth because he doesn't feel good. He feels weak and tired in the comprehensive metabolic profile. The serum creatinine is 1.5. And the estimated GFR is 46, which is similar to the prior determinations. The protein creatinine ratio is 428, which is elevated compared to the prior one. One of the major considerations is that the patient has hypertension. Number two. The blood pressure that was taken today was 165 over 103, which is the first time that we get those numbers. His body weight went up to 241 pounds from 234. So the patient has arterial hypertension that could explain the presence of proteinuria. However, we are going to ask the patient to take the blood pressure at least twice a day for a couple of days and then call the office with the results in order to be able to adjust the medication if necessary. He was explained about the need to decrease the caloric intake in order to get a better blood pressure control as well. The patient number two, arterial hypertension, as mentioned before, the patient has not changed the prescription. However, he has severe hypertension today. We are going to follow closely. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, BPH that is treated with the administration of Flomax. Following number, obesity. The patient has gained weight and continue to have a BMI that is 32.7. He was advised to decrease the caloric intake. Following number, obstructive with sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.